Good morning, beloved, and thank you again for inviting me into your homes as we share this Tuesday morning's edition of The 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are going to be reading Psalm 32, and this psalm begins with an affirmation of the happiness one experiences resulting from confession. What follows is a description of life in terms of before and after confessing one's sins. The writer encourages people to pray and concludes with praise for the Lord's righteousness. And now God's saving word for us is mercy and forgiveness. And so let's begin reading Psalm chapter 32. Happy are those whose sins are forgiven, whose wrongs are pardoned. Happy is the one whom the Lord does not accuse of doing wrong and is free from all deceit. When I did not confess my sins, I was worn out from crying all day long. Day and night you punished me, Lord. My strength was completely drained as moisture is dried up by the summer heat. Then I confessed my sins to you. I did not conceal my wrongdoings. I decided to confess them to you, and you forgave all my sins. So all your loyal people should pray to you in times of need. When a great flood of trouble comes rushing in, it will not reach them. You are my hiding place. You will save me from trouble. I sing aloud of your salvation because you protect me. The Lord says, I will teach you the way you should go. I will instruct you and advise you. Don't be stupid like a horse or a mule which must be controlled with a bit and a bridle to make it submit. The wicked will have to suffer, but those who trust in the Lord are protected by his constant love. You that are righteous, be glad and rejoice because of what the Lord has done. You that obey him, shout for joy. And today's key verse is Psalm 32, verse 1, where the psalmist writes, happy are those whose sins are forgiven, whose wrongs are pardoned. And it's interesting to see right here in the middle of the Mosaic Law, where it's set up on a whole system of sacrifices and all that good stuff, that the psalmist, most likely David, is writing, you know, hey, I just confess my sins. I carry this burden of sin, and I get beat up for it. The Holy Spirit doesn't let me get away with sin, and I just... You know, unconfessed sin just tortures me. But when I confess my sin, then all, it's gone. You forgave me all my sins. And then the psalmist goes on to describe what life is like when your sins are forgiven. And it says when you're in times of need, when great floods of trouble come rushing in, it's not going to reach them. Why? Because your sins have been forgiven. God is protecting you. God is your hiding place, and he will save you from trouble. He can sing aloud of the freedom of the salvation that you enjoy because God protects you. You know, beloved, the Christian walk is like none other. The only way to have true forgiveness, true freedom, is through confessing our sins to God and receiving that forgiveness and then the righteousness that only Christ can give you. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, you are my hiding place. I turn to you in prayer in my time of need. Today, I seek your forgiveness. I confess to you my sins. I am a sinner. And then I sing aloud of your salvation and rejoice because you have forgiven me and I am made righteous in you. Amen. Well, that brings our time together on this Tuesday morning to an end. Join me tomorrow when we will be in Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 through 35, where Jesus teaches about forgiveness. So until tomorrow morning, then, may God bless you with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, is my prayer for you.